This is Dr. Feelgood from the Institute for the Not Yet Mentally Insane, here to warn you about potential side effects that listening to Nightmares with Malice Cooper may cause. You can suffer breaking out in a cold sweat, difficulty breathing, erectile dysfunction, bedwetting, violent convulsions, decrease in brain cells, random bowel movements, stroke, loss of hair, loss of consciousness and or sanity, and last but not least, possible death. If you suffer from any of these, please seek medical attention. But as always, keep it tuned in right here to Nightmares with Malice Cooper.
The theme to the Wise Guy Show.
See how you are?
Exactly. See? No. We have exactly 15 seconds. And less. Now. And the phone will ring. No, he's dialing. Don't worry. Be patient. Relax. See?
Really?
Yeah. Carlo.
What's up?
We live, man.
What's going on, Malice Cooper, the awesome, the one and only, the force not to be reckoned with, who should be hoisted on our shoulders and carried through the streets of Manitoba. I'll say it again.
And the world. They could just carry me all over the place. That would be fun.
Well, Manitoba's a good start. I mean, we don't have to get carried away now.
Oh, come on. I could dream,
on,
right?
Honey? How you been?
I'm fine. As
oh,
you can
I see, Mr. Ripped Rocks is in a room. I'm surprised you had time to come in the chat room tonight.
He wasn't going to miss this for the world.
Well, I figured him and the other Steve would be out in the playground. Since they got an 8-year-old drummer, I'd probably do it.
You and you're picking on their drummer. What's with that, anyways?
No, I passed with one of the Steve's daughters, and she's really good. But, you know, I figured since they had an 8-year-old drummer, now they're looking for a bass player. So they're probably looking for, like, an 11 or 12-year-old.
Well, or older, maybe.
Well, I don't know. They might not want older, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it might not...
The 8-year-old plays better than the drummer they have.
Yeah, but they might find a guy drummer.
Well, they did have one, but he ate too much. Seriously, all the money they made, he ate. He spent all the money on the drive-thru on the way home from the gig. I seen the guy. He's actually a nice guy. He looks like Peter Griffith, though, from Family.
I'm not supposed to be laughing. Shame on you.
Why not? I'm a comedian. You're supposed to. If you don't laugh, I'm insulted.
Well, okay. Yeah, but that's besides the point. Like, I mean, this isn't fair. Because Steve's in there. Okay, look it. He's saying you're telling his whole history.
A history of what? It must
I don't
be like
know.
A short story. He can't deal with me. I do this for a living. Come on now. If it was like an alarm station monitoring center, then I'll acquiesce to him because that's his, you know, that's his forte, you know, and, you know, playing the guitar.
Well, everybody has their own dreams, right?
Absolutely. My flap is gigantic. I, from the waist down, I'm a giant. They think I'm black.
Now, which one? Is that the other Steve?
I believe it's Mr. Keller. You know, the one that has the Miss Piggy voice.
Yeah, but is he both people?
I don't know if it's both. I know one of them. The other one's probably home sorting the mail or, you know, playing his old monkey records because he looks like Peter Tork.
Well, no, because somebody going by the name of Demon, who we don't know.
He's, oh, maybe it is him. I don't know. They better
you
go
said
back
you have a third nostril.
if they typed as good as they played, they might have something there.
Oh.
Woo.
Uh-oh. Now what, guys?
Carlo has a third nostril and a huge gut flap. Wow, did you stay up all night to think of that? stage from being drunk.
Ooh. I can just picture them right now. They're going, oh, crap.
Champion. Hey, listen, if, like I said, if Heineken speaker diving was an Olympic sport, Steve S. would be a fucking gold medalist.
Really?
Yeah. His thing is he gets drunk at gigs and then falls onto the crowd.
Oh, he said Demon isn't them.
Oh, I don't
know. They don't know who it is.
Probably don't want to say so. He's afraid to come out of the closet.
Oh, somebody's in there cheating.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know who it is. Who cares?
Well, I don't know, but they know stuff. Look.
Oh, I know. It's not hard. It's pretty cut and dry shit, though.
Well, okay. Who out of your comedian friends do you know is listening right now? Because that has to be who it is.
Oh, I have no idea. Could be anybody.
Well, what do you mean? It could be anybody.
Oh, it could be hundreds of people. Yeah, you know, because I used to have my own radio show too. So you know, I have a very large repertoire of followers and haters.
Really? People hate you? Come on.
No, well, not hate in the sense of like you know true hate, but like hated as in jealousy. Because I'm devastatingly handsome. Yeah. Okay. I gotta sneak up on a glass of water. Oh, yeah, that's what we used to do. Years ago, we used to, like, want to get backstage at concerts, so I used to, me and my friend used to, like, grab a wheelchair and pretend we were, like, disabled.
Now they're saying it's them.
Oh, okay. Oh, I don't care who it is. I have fun.
They don't hate you, though.
I don't hate them either. I like breaking the balls. They're a great bunch of guys, and they're a good band, and they're always there for me when I need them. And I,
it's hard
for us to go and see each other because we're always, you know, working on the weekends. You know, so it's hard for us. But I'm there for them in spirit. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, but they ripped on you when they were on last. So this is your turn to rip back at them. See.
Oh, okay. Well, there's nothing. Just listen to their music, and it's self-explanatory.
I don't know if you're being good or bad.
Well, no. If you remember, like when you used to play music backwards.
That's what their music sounds like. You don't mean that. It's not like that. At all. That's funny, though.
Yeah. Yeah, well, back in my younger days, we used to do that. I feel pretty shitty about it, but you know what? Fuck it.
Yeah.
I wanted to get into a concert.
Well, you should... Where are you touring to? Where are you going next? What's on your list of to-dos?
Oh, wow. This weekend, I will be in Cape May, New Jersey. There's a big comedy festival going on the whole weekend down in Cape May. Whoever's in that area, I advise you to go down. Friday night, we got a big show. The show I'm producing, The Wise Guys of Comedy, I have the Reverend Bob Levy and a great bunch of comedians. I got a 14-year-old comic that's just coming out of the gate, and he's doing real well. His name is Anthony Terrabil. It's going to be a good show. It's going to be fun all weekend, and then they're going to have... like a contest, and then the winner gets to open for Gilbert Gottfried on Saturday night, so...
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
So you're like a contestant in it, or you...
Well, I'm producing the show on Friday night, and then I am throwing my hat into the ring on Saturday night, and I'm actually in round 7.
No way.
Yeah.
See, that stuff's hard, though, because don't they have it all figured out who's going to win?
No, I don't think so. I mean, anything's possible. I mean, who knows? Corruption is everywhere, even in Manitoba.
I know. That's just it, though. Like, I mean, how do you know they haven't already, like, said, okay, this is who's going to win? Like, maybe...
Here's the thing. I don't know that. I don't think... The guy that runs it, his name is Dan Sinclair. He seems like a straight-up guy. And he's really... He really is trying, working hard. I got to give him and his partner, Jacqueline Tosi, credit. They're really doing a great job putting this together. You know, even if that were true and where, like, that is happening, either way, I win out of it because I'm producing a show, which is going to give me exposure, and then I'm participating in the contest the following day, which it's going to increase my exposure to other people, other places that I haven't yet played that I want to play. So either way, it's a win-win situation.
That's
it's
true.
Like a networking weekend. That's how I look at it.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah. But then again, okay, so is there like a laugh-o-meter? Or how do they judge you?
Well, the audience is one vote. Then they have like a panel of judges, and each round has a different panel of judges. And I guess they vote that way. I just did one about 3 weeks ago at a place in New Jersey called Sarcasm Comedy. It was a competition. I wound up winning, which was very good because I had never really did those. Because I never saw it a big deal. I said, you know, let me give it a shot because I like the guy that runs the place, the comedy club. It's called Sarcasm Comedy in Cherry Hill. His name is Steve Trevelise. He's actually a radio DJ in New Jersey on 101.5.
Cool.
And I like his club. So I said, you know, let me give it a shot. And there was like 10 people in the contest, and I wound up coming in first. It was weird because we had a funny story. We had to pick who was going up first in the green room. And I happened to pick number one, which sometimes is good and sometimes it's bad, you know. But the good thing for that was that nobody was able to follow me. I won by a large margin, and the audience came to laugh, which is very important. A lot of times they don't, you know what I'm saying? It's a shame.
Really?
Yeah, well, you know what? You get uptight people. You know what? But see, that's not an excuse. I don't view it as a valid excuse. I don't think it's... You should be able to entertain any audience, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So, I mean, I don't like those people that, you know, say, oh, well, the crowd sucks. It's not the crowd. You should be able to entertain, I mean, unless it's like an extreme crowd where
but I mean,
like,
they should be knowing.
You really can't control the environment. There's no reason why, you know what I'm saying?
They should be knowing, like, full out, like, you're a wise guy, like, hello.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's a lot of times when
you're not going to be all politically correct.
Well, comedy is very competitive, and a lot of times when people come, they're there to see other people, so they're not going to be supportive of. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but newer guys, like a young guy, will say, "Oh, yeah, listen, I'm playing at this place. Why don't you guys come down?" They're going to cheer for him because that's their friend. And I don't, you know, there's nothing wrong with that, but they're not going to. And then what happens is after they see him, they leave. So then the crowd gets thinner and thinner, and then it's.
Are you kidding me?
Well, that's what happens. That's typical New York City stuff. That's just how it goes. You know, unfortunately, that's just the way it is.
That's Gacy old gay.
Well, welcome to comedy.
No, that's not right. I mean, okay, I understand that happening sometimes in band stuff, but I mean, usually you can reel them in.
Really?
Well, you're supposed to be able to reel them in. You should have just, like, I don't know, started making fun of their asses on their way out. I don't know.
Yeah, well, even Steve said it in the chat room. He said bands do that, too, when they come to see their friends. You know what I'm saying? And then the owner sees that, and it just makes it hard for you to get booked anywhere. And you know, a venue is a venue. Whether it's comedy or music, it's always hard. You know, I mean, but you got to do what you can. You're there for a reason, and that's just part of the business. That's not a good part of the business, but unfortunately, it exists, and you got to do what you got to do. You got to keep moving. You know, like Malice Cooper. We're not all superstars like yourself, you know? Not everybody gets hoisted through the streets, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, I haven't... Nobody's hoisted me anywhere.
This is the closest thing I've come to getting hoisted through the streets is when I used a little, like, motor scooter at Walmart when I didn't feel like walking. You know?
Those are awesome.
Yeah.
But I'd like totally crush.
Balls on Ripped. I love those guys. They're a very talented group, you know.
Is that your mom in there?
But they're really nice guys.
Is your mom in there? And somebody named Zags.
Oh, Zags. Zags was a guy that we used to, like, attempt to terrorize us when we were on the air. He was a young kid from Long Island. We had it like a Christmas show, and one night somebody called like every pizzeria in the neighborhood and started sending them to the house, and it was a whole big scene. So I had to have a friend of mine who's a police officer, because I found out where he lived. He lived out in like Long Island somewhere, and I had my friend find out who he was.
Okay, wait, are you sure you should be telling me this story?
No, nothing bad. I made the cop called out to Long Island where the kid lives and sent the cops to his house and said, listen, if you do any more shit or send any more stuff to the house, you're going to jail. So
good.
Since then, I haven't had a problem. But we really haven't had time to do the show, me and my partner, Johnny Salami. He's like more into acting, and I've been, you know, doing the comedy.
How can I can't, whenever you say that, when you tell me your partner's name, I cannot.
Yeah, it sounds like a porn star, right?
It just worries me that that's your partner.
Believe me, his partner.
I'm sorry, but I can't. Every single time is like.
Yeah. No, well, he's a good guy. I haven't seen much of him.
Yeah, but.
We're off doing different things now, you know what I'm saying?
Can't you just call him Johnny?
That's what he wants. Who the fuck wants to be named after a deli meat? Seriously.
I don't know. It's like Bobby Bologna.
Yeah, it's a catchy name, though. You know?
No, it's not. I can't stop laughing just at that.
Yeah. Oh, he's a funny guy, Salami. He's definitely a character. I gotta get him on the phone with me one night. Where you think you're choking with me? He's even worse.
Well, because you guys.
One of these days,
you guys do this for a living. You get to be funny for a living. I only get to be funny for 2 hours, 3 days a week.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, I mean, I'm not in that great a practice.
Why don't you do stand-up comedy? Did you ever try it?
Well, no. I've never
you
tried
a
it.
Gimmick there with the whole Alice Cooper thing going. I mean, that's
But I mean, that. I don't think that has a place. I would rather just it be me. You know, because I'm all cool, all by myself. I don't need no stupid makeup. Yeah.
Well, you know, that's a gimmick, though. Look at the guy that used to go on stage with the fucking paper bag over his head, the unknown comic.
Well, I could do that, too.
Well, I mean, you're much more attractive than he is, but, I mean, that was a gimmick, and it works. See, that's what, a lot of people, you don't see that much anymore. Now everybody's, like, too straight-laced, but years ago, like, gimmicky stuff like that worked, and I think it's starting to come back around to that thing now where people are looking for different things. You have a unique look, and that would be a positive thing for you.
When you're doing your comedy, are you standing there, like, mostly straight-faced, or do you end up laughing yourself? Do you make yourself laugh?
I laugh at my stuff, because it's a bad thing to do.
Really?
Yeah, it's just not, it's not a bad thing, it's just, you know what I'm saying? It's like you're telling people that they're supposed to be laughing, your stuff should be...
Yeah, but what if you're actually laughing because, you know, it's like, well, I guess all your stuff you've already got planned, right? You're not just going out there like... See, that would be my problem. I wouldn't be able to memorize all my lines. I would just be going out there and winging it.
Well, if you're doing it so many times, it gets to be like fucking, you know what I'm saying? It becomes second nature. Unless you're, you know, when you start to incorporate new stuff. But I'll switch stuff out. I'll take stuff out. I'll put stuff in. My demeanor on stage is more like, I don't know if you ever heard of Sam Kinison.
Yes.
I'm very high energy. I'm very like, you know.
You're high energy? No way.
High energy. You know?
I was being sarcastic.
You know? I wish I could come to Canada and perform. I'm not allowed into the country.
You have a DUI?
No, I have some past discretions on my record that prevent me from entering your fabulous country.
Yeah, they won't let anybody in if you got a record for anything.
Yeah, that's kind of weird, though. I mean, I don't understand that.
No, we got enough criminals here. We don't we don't want to let any more in.
I guess. Maybe you did that years ago with cash.
Hey, you never know. All I know is, to get into this country, you have to have something. Because, obviously, like, you can't just walk in.
Right.
You know? So, I mean, it feels pretty secure in comparison.
Well, what happens if, like a big celebrity had to do something, and I guess he would have the money to make it go away?
Well, I'm surprised Vince Neil was here, because...
Yeah, didn't he kill somebody?
Like, how the hell did he do that?
Well, he probably had enough money to say, listen, you know, you didn't see...
He just bought them... They hit him. No, he's not even alive anymore. Don't worry about it. He's not with us this tour.
Yeah.
But, well, no, but seriously, right? I mean, they let him in.
Yeah, well, he probably threw him $1 million and said, listen, you know...
Well, why don't you find out what he did? Because, I mean, if they let him in...
Well, you're Malice Cooper. You should find out.
I think he's probably mad at me.
No,
I called him a lightweight on his way out. He didn't, in my eyes, he did not have enough to drink because he was still walking.
Oh, wow. Have you ever met any of those dudes, like from Motley Crue?
No, but...
I would love to meet them. I've never had the pleasure, but, you know, would like to... It would be something I would like to do before I die.
I'm not afraid to meet them or anything. It's not that.
Oh,
He walked right by me twice. I could have said hello.
Any journeys in life if you happen to come across them.
I've thought that he was just being rather rude and being a lightweight. He's in Winnipeg. They should have been carrying him back to his bus. He shouldn't have been walking out of there. I'm sorry.
Wow.
That's just how I feel.
Should he have been hoisted through the streets like you?
Well, at least to the bus. Just saying.
You know?
I mean, when you're in Winnipeg, you know. Like, I mean, this is the city where everybody gets... You don't just come here and get drunk. You get shit-faced.
Is it a party city? Cause I've,
well, yeah.
Give me the visual on Winnipeg. Is it, like, a small... Is it a big, bustling metropolis? Is it, like, you know... Is it the party city?
Put it this way. Most people are now partying in their homes because they raised alcohol prices so high that on any given day, probably on every single street, there's at least one party. At very, very least one.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
And is the party always at your house?
Yes, when Rick is up in Mobile and wanting to drink.
Oh, okay. When he's out of the house or when he just feels like entertaining company?
Well, usually, like, Wednesdays we have rehearsal, so that's automatically there's drinking. And Thursdays he's got rehearsal, that's automatic drinking. And then when the Malice Cooper band gets together for rehearsal, that's always drinking.
Why have I not received a Malice Cooper band CD signed and autographed? I'm just curious.
Because there isn't one.
Why not?
Because we have not recorded one. Ever. All we have is, like, some video footage that isn't even great.
Oh, Zax, I'm addressing something in the chat. Zax, I don't eat fish out of my pocket when I have your mother's pussy. That's stinky enough.
And there you have that.
There you go.
Zags.
They can't roll with me. I'm too deep, too fast, and too strong for all of them, especially Steve. Sardines. I wish she wished her pussy smelled as good as sardines.
Oh, man.
Steve Keller needs to get a haircut, and he needs to use, like, a cream rinse.
Cream rinse?
Yeah, because his hair is a little on the on the greasy side. It looks like he combed his hair with bacon.
Wouldn't that be he uses too much conditioner?
I don't think he uses any conditioner.
Oh. Maybe he just doesn't wash his hair.
Maybe not. I don't.
Maybe he's trying to go for dreads somewhere down the line.
Yeah?
I don't know.
I love him to death. You know what? They say he's going to be playing my roast, and I'm looking forward to it. I got a lot of celebrities coming out for this one, so it's going to be a nice time.
We'll see.
Too bad you're over there in another world over there playing hockey in the streets.
Well, not till winter.
No. What are they doing in the summertime, Canadians?
Enjoy the sun.
Enjoy the sun.
Yeah, well, because it's the only sun we get. There's only like.
Show out there called Man Tracker.
Yeah.
Is that still on TV, or that's got to be set up? There's no way that dude would never be able to catch me.
Well, I don't know.
I think that's such a phony baloney show.
Most of those people don't know how to like. See, first off, so that he'd never be able to track me. By footprints.
You really got the camouflage makeup on.
See, I would have a tree branch.
Right.
That I would stick in my belt loop.
Okay.
That would be behind me. So that there's no footprints. See? So he can't find my footprints because there aren't any.
Well, because you walk on air, right?
That too. And I'm hoisted on a bunch of people's shoulders, so.
They're going to be pygmies, because if they're too small, then...
Pygmies?
Yeah, but you...
That's not even fair. Oh, those poor little people. No, I wouldn't... No. I would feel very bad for the vertically challenged people carrying me. No, I would actually... No. Just a branch, you know, that has leaves on it. You put it in your belt loop. Then nobody can track you.
What the fuck is putting it in your belt loop going to do?
Well, because it drags it behind you on the ground and gets rid of your footprints.
Oh, you mean a big... Oh, like to... But don't you see the fact that you dragged a branch and that would indicate that somebody was trying to erase their tracks, therefore leaving a...
No, because it's just... You're not dragging it so hard.
Okay.
You know, like... It doesn't have to be dragged really hard. It just has to be dragged enough that it's making your footprints go away.
I see that you have this down to a science. I'm astounded by this. I'm astounded.
You can easily do that. And if you stay in the ramble, where he can't go with his horse, he can't catch you.
Now, what is the ramble? Like, I'm assuming that's...
That's the shit that it's really hard to walk through and it cuts your legs up and everything.
But see, you flow through there on your little scooter, right?
Well, not really. It would probably hurt like crazy, and I'd be all cut up. But I'd still do it just in the name of
scooters, like Spider-Man,
survival.
Goblin, have one of those scooters and just like glide around.
Well, no. If you're gonna do the show properly, you have to do it properly. And that means if you have to take your cuts and bruises, then you do, right?
Oh, okay.
You don't be a suck.
I think you would kick ass on that show. I think you should definitely apply.
Yeah, but I'm not going to do it.
Why not?
Because.
I think you should get the whole band on the show and you can call it...
Well, what do you even get to win?
What?
What do you get to win?
They give you a pat on the back and a sandwich.
Well, I can go on stage, cut myself up just as bad, and get the... Everything but a sandwich.
Or you could do this. You can go on stage, drink Heineken's till you pass out, and then you'll be doing a tribute to Steve S. from Ripped.
Hmm. Can I change that to a couple of shots of Jag?
Yeah, you go.
Real fast?
You can modify it, sure.
All right.
Jägermeister? Sure.
All right, I'm done. I can do that. A couple of shots of Jag, real fast, pass out on stage. Not a problem.
There you go.
They found me in weirder places before.
A disgruntled postal worker.
They're still making fun of your belly.
Yeah, that's, you know what happened? The whole deal with that is I used to be a 600-pound individual.
Yeah, but you know what? You always have a place for your beer. What do they got?
They don't have anything. But
see?
That guy's a little bit of leftover skin from my operation, which is the whole reason for the roast. And come, like, November, December, I'm going to be getting it all trimmed off. I'm going to donate it to RIP so they can raise money to, you know,
that's
buy
right.
better instruments and hire older bass players and drummers.
Oh, man. Okay, really quick.
Yes.
Spam your sites.
My site, you go to, I'm on Facebook under Carlo Bellario. You can go to my website, www.carlobellario.com. Check out the Cape May Comedy Festival all weekend in Cape May, New Jersey.
Definitely. And wish I could go.
Listen to Malice Cooper as often as possible, as loud as possible, while eating a sandwich.
Exactly. And it must be a sandwich.
And it was a pleasure, and I will... when you, as soon as you get a chance, let me get the replay, and I will set up my slot for next month, because this is a regular thing here.
All right, buddy.
You got it, Malice. Love you to death, and
okay, take care. Thanks a billion.
Good night.
Okay, night. There. Now you guys can go fight in the chat. No, because they're all still going on. I would have been still laughing. I can breathe. November, evil.